Bernard, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry for the delay here. Just getting started. I was just delayed by nature's call, essentially. all right. That said, I wanted to quickly just run something by you all, which was regarding the class, inshallah, on July 30th. So as you know, July 30th is actually our last class, subhanallah. But inshallah, not the last time we're going to be together, because I know inshallah many of you will be back as TAs. Nonetheless, July 30th is the last class. And in lieu of that class, because that class is actually the day of Arafah. That's the day of Arafah. Obviously, the night of it is Eid, Eid al-Adha. So in lieu of that, I had asked the people on the WhatsApp group if it's okay that we do the class on the Monday afterwards. And the response seemed to be a consensus yes. So is that still good, inshallah? If you're uncomfortable with that, you can message me privately about this and we'll see. But it seems like everybody is agreed to that. Well, alhamdulillah, that is great. Jazakumullah khair. So I'll send an email about this just to clarify that that would be the case going forward for us. Number two, yes, absolutely. Yes, the class while fasting would be difficult for sure. Number two is with regards to the tutorial. So this Saturday is our last tutorial. Inshallah, this would be the last a scheduled one, right? As we have scheduled them, this was the last one. Just as a FYI for you all. Number three is, if I know, mashallah, many of you have sent the written tutorials, and I'm very grateful for that. Jazakumullah khairan. I wanted to, your feedback is very critical, and the areas of improvement, and also your testimonial for the website is also very, very much appreciated. What I'd like to request is if some of you can record a video testimonial and send that to me either via WhatsApp or any other means that you feel is acceptable, inshallah. Please do that. It's something that the administration, the Al-Kawthar administration, has requested, and I think it's a good thing to have, especially to encourage people for the next semester to join in. So that's a few housekeeping notes, inshallah ta'ala, that I wanted to share with you all. I'm going to actually also share with you before we finish, like on next week, inshallah, I'll share with you like my plan for the class resources, the class topics, right? Because we've been through it once, a little bit of tweaking, and that will be something that I think I'd like to get your feedback on, number one, and also to help you see, how, you may fit in the picture as a TA for that. With regards to the access of resources afterwards, what I'll do is I'm going to send a link to everybody, inshallah, where you can access the resources. Okay, the link would be a website, an external website. It won't be an Al-Kawthar website, but all of that will be there. Progressing in Islamic studies as well. That is a topic. I think let's reserve that for maybe next Monday. Is that all right? Because we're already a little late, and the progression in Islamic studies. Like, there's a few people who emailed, asked about what should they do next, whether it should be TA or this or that. But in all cases, all things considered, we'll have that discussion, inshallah, next week, inshallah ta'ala. Next week, I'm going to send you the link and we'll discuss progression for Islamic studies, inshallah ta'ala, as well. Okay, so that's that. Let us get started with the topic for today. The topic at hand is the Mansubatul Asma, right? The Mansubatul Asma. Where is this thing? Right there, yes. All right, so the chapter of the Mansub Isms is where we were. We've looked at all the reasons why an ism can be Mansub. And the Mansub Isms are 14, okay? Like 14 categories. They are, number one, maf'ul bihi, okay? That is the recipient of the action, the maf'ul that receives the action, okay? So that is maf'ul bihi. All right, number two is the masdar, right? The masdar, what is the purpose of the masdar? What is the purpose of the masdar, people? Do you remember what the purpose of the masdar was? The purpose of the masdar was to emphasize. Very good. To emphasize the meaning of the fi'il. That was the masdar. It came as a mansub ism to emphasize the meaning of the fi'il. All right. Oops. That is the... Did it log me out? I just need the Ajramiya file. Sorry, hold on. Number three is dharf az-zaman. And number four related to that is dharful makan, right? Dharful zaman and dharful makan. Ism that denotes time and the ism that denotes a place. These are the two things that are there. That is where we were. We need to look at a little bit on the ayah that we had left off of. And then we'll go on to the next topic, which is the hal, right? And hal is very interesting. We will look at a couple of aspects of hal today, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so before we do that, we need to finish our example of the zarf zaman. Sorry, I'm just scrolling a lot here. In zarf zaman, zarf makan, just the example of how the answer or the question when and where is answered, and specifically the word al-yawm. Al-yawma, today. Al-yawmu, the day. And al-yawma is a dharf, al-zaman. Likewise, yawma darabtu zaydan. The day when I hit Zayd. The day on which I hit Zayd. This idea right here. Also dharf al-zaman. Alright? So that, folks, is something that we need to look at, inshallah ta'ala. That is something that is yawma is mansub without al, without tanween. Okay? Now, let us look at inshallah. This is a very, very bizarre. Sorry, this is not working today. No, not working. Tablet mode, not working. Just trying to figure out why it's not hiding. It's still right there. Oh, Microsoft. All right. Well, all right, very good. There, get back. There's nothing like works a word, though, right? All right. So let's look at this example, right? An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya, right? The fire that they were, that they are presented to, ghuduwan Ashiyan, in the morning and evening. Okay, so that was our example of dharf az-zaman. Okay, another example of dharf zaman is wa yawma taqumu as-sa'a. This is the ayah that we didn't look at yet. Wa yawma taqumu as-sa'a. Okay, now this yawma, is this yawma dharf az-zaman or in dharf? Is it a dharf az-zaman? This yawma wa yawma taqumu as-sa'atu. Yes or no? Why is it dharf zaman? No al, no tanween, but also talking about a day, okay. Good. But one more thing, it's mansub, right? Mansub, without al, without tanween, right? So you have al yawma. Is that al, is al yawma is a dharf, right? Yes or no? Yes, because it's mansub and it talks about time. Okay. Likewise, yawma is mansub and it talks about time. That one, the slight difference is it's not today. It's the day when. What's the meaning? The day when something takes place. Right? It's kind of the opposite. In a way, yes. Because today, the opposite of that would be the day when something else happened. Yeah, I guess you're right. But it's still a time, right? Al is not da. In Dharfu Zaman, al is not da. Yes. Okay. All right. Now, let's look at وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. Let's look at the i'rab of this. The i'rab of this is يَوْمَ is your ظَرْف الزَّمَان. Okay. And then you have تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. I've highlighted the sentence here as such. تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. This is a jumla. What type of jumla is this? Jumla fi'liya. Very good. Ahsantum. Right? What is the fi'l? تَقُومُ is the fi'l. Very good. Ahsant. تَقُومُ is the fi'l. Very good. Okay? The fa'il. The fa'il. The fa'il. Okay. So now you may think that the waw is the fa'il. However, R1 is qaf, R2 is waw, R3 is meem. So now try again. Keep in also mind there's a ta in the beginning. I was. Hidden pronoun, she is the pronoun. Correct. The pronoun of taqumu is hidden pronoun, she. Now, if you have hidden pronoun, she, do you look for an outside doer? Yes. Is there an outside doer? Is it? As-sa'a, yes. As-sa'a is your outside doer. It's your fa'il because it is marfu', right? And it is, what's the gender of as-sa'a? It is feminine, right? So she, that's the, you know, the pronoun that will refer to it. So it matches. It is marfu'. It is, in fact, your fa'il. All right, taqumu sa'a. Now notice I divided the jumla into two parts, right? How many parts? Two parts. Consider it like this. Consider it to be like this. On the day when something happens, then something happens. All right? You with me? This is wa yawma. This is wa yawma. This is what it does. It has two sentences after it. Okay? Yawma, something happens. Then something else will happen. Okay? So what you have here are two sentences. Nested sentences, yes. And what I'll do is I'll actually highlight this for you. Okay, here is the first sentence. And here is the second sentence. But Asif has the questions. But Asif, give me a sec. Let me get this one first, huh? All right. Here we are with... there. Oh, there. Alhamdulillah. Okay, what is Brother Asif's question? He says, "If is this only applied to the word yawma?" Correct. Correct, correct, correct. Only yawma, right? The what I was trying to differentiate is between al-yawma, which is today, and yawma, which is the day when something happens. You see? Right? That's the only thing. All right. Now, the day when taqumu sa'a means the day of judgment is established, right? It happens. All right? What will be the case? What will happen then? Adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al'adhab. You remember what type of fi'il was this? We did this, right? Not passive. This was command. Ahsant, right? Command. Adkhilu, right? No problem. Adkhil, adkhila, adkhilu. Like that. Okay. Adkhilu is the fi'il. What's the fa'il? It's the fi'il. The fa'il is... The waw, yes, that is the fa'il. Very good. Okay, but you're right. The meaning is it they or is it you all? The meaning is you all, right? Because it's command. Very good. Alhamdulillah. All right. Adkhilu we got. Now, what else do we need? Is there a maf'ul? Is there a maf'ul? Brother Musa says yes. Brother Asif says yes as well. What is the maf'ul? Family Fir'aun. Very good. However, maf'ul is usually one word, right? So, is it ala? Ala, yes. This is your maf'ul. Now, ala Fir'auna, translation of ala Fir'auna is what? Coming to that. The translation of ala Fir'auna is what? The people of Fir'aun, right? Or the family of Fir'aun, yes or no? Right, alhamdulillah. So what do you think ala Fir'auna is grammatically? Mudaf ilayhi, right? Ala is mudaf, Fir'auna is mudaf ilayhi. Now the question of course is, how on earth is Fir'auna mudaf ilayhi majroor with a fatha? Why is that? Non-Arab name. Ahsant Badr Asif. Very nice. Mabni, not quite. There's something else. It is close though. So we called mamnu' min as-sarf or BFT. Yes? Banned from tanween. Banned from tanween. Do you remember that? Banned from tanween? All right. Ala Fir'aun. Fir'aun is mudaf ilayhi majroor. But it is banned from tanween because it's a non-Arab name. All right, very good. We got our fi'il, we got our fa'il, we got our maf'ul. Now, this is ashadda. I'll tell you, is maf'ul number two, actually. Ashadda is maf'ul number what? Number two. I just realized I have a pen here. Why am I using a mouse like a mosquito? All right. Ashadda is maf'ul number two. Now, do you remember what is al-adhabi, ashadd al-adhabi? From Monday. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, very good. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And this is what gives us the meaning of what? Ashadd al-adhabi, the what? The severe or strong or what? The intense or most intense, right? Most severe or severest. Yes, ahsanti sister Saliha. Remember, when you have the tafdeel, ism tafdeel, right? Ism tafdeel is what? It is to say, good, better, best. So when you have ahabbu, ashaddu, akbaru, that is tafdeel. It makes it better or best. How does it make it best or most? It makes it most with mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi, and that is why. All right, so we have, alhamdulillah, pretty good i'rab of this whole sentence. MashaAllah, jazakallahu khairan. This is written here for you. Fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul number one, ala, maf'ul number two, ashadda. And then ala is mudaf fir'auna, mudaf ilayhi. Banned from tanween, yes? We'll put that, BFT. And then ashadda al-adhabi, also mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Right. So that is the ayah, walhamdulillah. And this is all the vocabulary that we had from this ayah. Now, something interesting about this ayah, right? This is about who? This ayah is about the family of the Pharaoh, right? The family of the Pharaoh obviously does not include someone like Asiya, radiallahu anha, correct? His wife. Is she included in it? Of course not, right? Because she is a believer and she is one of the top believers, actually. It is those who followed him in oppression, correct? Ahsant, right? It is those who followed him in oppression. It is those who participated in his crimes. I don't know what's happening here. Sorry, people. All right. So, look at what the ayah says. The ayah, right? النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُومًا وَعَشِيًّا. The fire, they are presented to it morning and evening, right? There's a dharf here, right? What's the dharf? غُدُوًا and عَشِيًّا. Very good. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Is this something that's talking about the Day of Judgment? Or is it talking about right now? Day of Judgment or now? What do you think? Well, look at that. It says, Yu'raduna. Is Yu'raduna present tense? Passive present tense, yes? Ghuduwan, if you were uncertain if this is talking about present now or present as in future, the clarifying word here, or the two words that clarify the matter, ghuduwan wa ashiyan, morning and evening, right? The two dharfs, that's what they do. They clarify that for you. Okay, so then what do you think? Is it right now? Yes, indeed. This is actually the ayah that describes the punishment of the grave. The grave, as in not the place where the person's body is, but the barzakh. The barzakh. And interestingly, when I say the life of the grave, Fir'aun really was drowned. He didn't really, wasn't really buried, as in like buried in a normal grave, yeah? What's interesting is that idea of the barzakh, the next life, that is what we're referring to. The life in between the life of this world and until the Day of Judgment starts. So they are presented to it morning and evening. They are being punished presently. Okay. Shown their place in hell, that's part of the punishment. But An-nar here is the fire, which could be the fire of the barzakh, the fire that is, a torment specifically of the life of the barzakh. You see? Now, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Right? What's the ayah? Oh, did we write the meaning of the ayah? Oh, we didn't write the meaning of the ayah. Subhanallah. All right. Please help me write the meaning of the ayah. We did the i'rab of it. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ Now tell me, what is the meaning? Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. On the day when تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ When the hour is established, then أَدْخِلُ It will be said. Very good. أحسنت. Radanish. Adkhilu. Enter, O people of Fir'aun. No. That will be Udkhulu. Adkhilu, if you remember, is to insert someone into something. Right? Remember this? Adkhilu, to insert, to throw someone into something. Okay, so now you know that. Tell me, adkhilu. You all, right? Insert the family of the Pharaoh. In what? In the most severe or the most severe is the severest yes severest punishment. What is the severest punishment? Ashadd al-Adhab. What is that? Sure, Jahannam, right? So you see, as you can see from the ayah, there's two levels of punishment. Right? There is the annaru yu'raduna alayha, right? This is the lower level. And then there is the higher level, which is ashadd al-adhab on the day of judgment. So clearly this ayah is speaking about the punishment of the barzakh and then the punishment on the day of judgment afterwards. Subhanallah. Now, what's interesting is look at our translation. We said, then you all insert the family of the Pharaoh in the severest punishment. Who's you all? The angels. The angels. They are the ones who are commanded. Adkhilu, you all, i.e. the angels, grab these people and toss them into the fire, into the severest punishment, the fire of hell. Adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-adhab. Ameen. Would place work instead of insert. Place the family of the Pharaoh in the severest punishment. So the idea is to throw someone into something. Or insert someone into something into something, right? Or someone into a place. Right? That's what adkhala means. Like for example, the Quran says, adkhil yadaka. You know, like insert your hand, fi jaybika, in your... in your armpit, for example, right? Now, of course, it's put, right? Cast, sure. But just to give you the idea that there is you all, right? This is the idea. You all, the fa'il is you all. And those are the angels. They're the ones who are grabbing and tossing these people in the fire of hell. Subhanallah. Okay? In the severest of punishments. Place is also good. Wallahu a'lam. Okay. Now, what's interesting also, folks, is وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ It is like it said on the day of judgment, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will like reveal His mercy, like 99 parts of it, and only one part was revealed in the world. And 99 parts of it will be revealed in the next life. And even those who are being punished will have hope that maybe the mercy of Allah will be enough for them. Subhanallah. That is how vast it is on the day of judgment, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So as we read the ayat of punishment, we should not forget about the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. But of course, the ayat of punishment are a reminder for us. We ask Allah's protection from them. Ameen. Okay. Now, we are, the next thing is hal. How do you say, how are you in Arabic? Kayfa haluk, right? Kayfa halukum, very good. Yes, if you are Lebanese, you say kayfak. We're not counting that, though. We're not counting that. So you would say, kayfa haluka. Or, kayfa al-hal. That's how you say, how are you? Okay? What does the word hal mean? The word hal means... Hal means a state, right? It's the state of a person, right? That's how you are, right? I'm just laughing about this least comment. No one says that. Where I am, people do say it. People say it to me. I say it to people. Sometimes I speak to like some of the brothers in Arabic. Their English is not very good either, okay? Because like they just came to Canada and whatnot. So that I'm like, I don't know what's more intimidating for them, me speaking Fusha to them or me speaking English to them. What is intimidating these people more? Maybe I'll speak English. That might be easier for them. Oh boy. Yes, that video, inshallah. That brother actually has a whole YouTube or a Facebook page where he does these skits, mashallah. He does a very good job with them. Allah is that. Anyway, but yes, you do say كيف الحال and كيف حالك. It's not so straight, though, Zareem. Okay, now, it is the answer to the question how. Remember the five W's and the H. Hal answers the question how something is happening, right? How something is taking, how something took place or taking place, okay? Okay, alhamdulillah. We're actually missing a lot of people today. Sister Maryam, Sister Wadad, Sister Halima. What's going on? Are they still thinking there's no class? Everyone's sleeping. Maybe they're fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them. Let me just say. All right, no problem. Yes, alhamdulillah. But actually, I think she emailed with like a reason for not coming. May Allah give a shifa to her mother. She's not feeling well. Ameen. Okay, so now let's look at the example. Zaid came. How would you say Zaid came? Do you know how to say that in Arabic? Zaid came. This is a fi'l we haven't learned yet, so it's a good time for us to learn it. The fi'l is Ja'a. Ja'a. Very good. Right? Ja'a Zaid. Then, that means he came to Zaid. Ja'a Zaid means he came to Zaid, to visit Zaid. Ja'a Zaidun, very good, is Zaid came. Now the question is when? Does Hal answer the question when? Does it? No, it doesn't, right? Because I just said it answers the question how. What answers the question when? Zarf. Ahsant. So I would say Zarfu Zaman will answer that, right? How would I say Zaid came today? Please tell me how you would say that. Uh, That's highly emphasized, yeah, Brother Danish. Very good. Ja'a. Zaydun. Al-Yawma. Yeah, right? Yes or no? Ja'a Zaydun Al-Yawma. But this is Dharf Az-Zaman, correct? Okay, very good. What about how Zayd came? That is answered by Hal. That is answered by Hal. Okay? Predict for me what is going to be the status of Hal. It's going to be Mansub. Good. All right. Very good. I'm laughing because it's a chapter of Mansub Isms. That's why. But no problem. It is going to be Mansub. Zayd came riding a horse. Okay, just say maybe they say Zayd came riding. All right, how would I say that? I would say Ja'a Zaydun. Correct. So far, so good. How would I say riding or a rider? Not from Paw Patrol. Rider, how would I say that? I know, eh? Rakib, excellent. All right, make Rakib Mansub. Rakiban, very good. That is how he came. Ja'a Zaydun Rakiban. You can say that, by the way, if he's coming in a car as well. Ja'a Zaydun Rakiban. Okay? Now, answered by a hal, how he came. That is what hal does. Okay? Let's look at the definition of hal, shall we? Okay. All right, let's look at the definition of al-hal. All right, I will have. Is there a volunteer who would like to read? A volunteer who would like to read? We have the Musa again, mashallah. Ahsant, ya brother Musa.
Okay. Bismillah.
Can you see it? Is it big enough?
Yes, I see. Al-hal. الحال هو الاسم المن نو الحال الاسم لا لم لم سو لا لم سو
منصوب right
منصوب always I get a problem with the lam and the alif and with the main so
yeah
it, should I say al mansubu or should I say la mansubu?
No, al mansubu.
Al mansubu.
Yeah.
Al mansubu. Al muf al mus al mufassiru.
Ah, al mufassiru. All right.
Lima. Yeah, lima. Lima in Bahama.
Yes, very good.
Min al hayati nahwa qawlika jaa sayyidun rakiban wa.
All right, so the other example we'll get to in a bit.
Rakibu.
Wa rakibtu, right? Hold on. Now, jazakallahu khair, Musa. Let's stop at this example, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. He says, Al-halu huwa al-ismu al-mansubu al-mufassiru liman bahama min al-hay'at. Okay? Hal is, al-hal, it is al-ism al-mansub. Al-mufassir. It is the explaining mansub ism. Huh? I translated mufassir as explaining, the one who explains, yeah? That's a mufassir, correct? Manu, very good. Manu'ut, ahsant, na'at, and na'at. Two na'ats, right? There's two na'ats here. Al-mansubu, al-mufassiru, explaining. That's what hal is. It does, it's a mansub and it explains, but what does it explain? It explains liman bahama min al hayat. What is ambiguous in bahama? You might know the word mubham. Mubham is something that's ambiguous, like it's used in the Quran, like in ulum al Quran, this terminology is used mubham, something that's ambiguous in its meaning. But al hal, the same from the same root that is in. Baha and Mim. Liman bahama, what is ambiguous, min al-hay'at, from the howness of something. Hay'at, by the way, is like the appearance of something, like the like the outwardly appearance of something, right? I'm translating it as the howness here. Not to be confused with life, yes. What's ambiguous of how something is done, hal explains, clarifies the ambiguous state of something. You see? So for example, using hayat, that is hayat with a ha, yeah, brother Salim. Hayat with a ha. This is hayat with a ha, right? No problem. So, mansub ism that clarifies the ambiguous state of something. Okay, something is not clear. Zayd came. How did he come? It's not clear. The how part is ambiguous. You say it is raqiban, and now it becomes clear. All right, hayat, it means an agency. Yeah, I think so. In like what is it? I can't think of the word, but yes, I think perhaps it means that too, but not I'm blanking out. I don't think it's hayat. I think it's another word, but similar to it. I can't remember right now, actually, unfortunately. It is. The word while, right? You can use the word while to do this in the translation. You can use while to explain how something is happening. Okay. Now let's look at the example, shall we? Ja'a Zaydun Raqiban. Okay. I'll explain this part in a sec here. Okay. Ja'a Zaydun Raqiban. Zayd came riding. This is a fairly straightforward sentence. Ja'a is the fa'il. Fa'il is what? Or who? Who's the fa'il? Zayd. Yes, Zayd is the fa'il. Very good. Ahsanti, sister Saliha. And what is the maf'ul? The maf'ul, not maf'ul. There is actually no maf'ul. It is, raqiban is hal, because it is describing how something happened. It's not ambiguous anymore how Zayd came. Okay? You can even say Zayd came while riding, if you want to add while here. Zayd came while riding. There's actually maf'ul, there is no maf'ul. Okay? And then you have the hal, which is raqiban. Okay. Hal describes, yes. Minal, correct, absolutely. Hal is for isms. It's for jumla, sorry, hal is for jumla fi'liya. For jumla fi'liya. Because something has happened. Your question is how it happened. Right? So that is where hal comes. Ahsan, jazakallah khair. Very good question. Okay? Let's look at the other example that Ibn Ajurm gives. He says, Rakibtu al-farasa musrajan. You know what al-faras is? Al-faras is the what? Al-faras is the horse. Right? Al-faras is the horse. Okay? Now, musrajan. Musraj is a hard word. Or is a new word. Musraj is actually saddled. So the horse that is saddled. You know what a saddle is, right? I don't know personally, as in like I've never experienced that myself. but Musraj is the saddled horse. Musraj. Musraj. Saddled horse. Right? Or like a horse that's saddled. Okay? Described as Musraj. Okay. Now, what is the sentence after this? The sentence is Rakibtul Farasa Musrajan. I rode the horse while it was saddled. Correct? Do you see that? What is it describing? What is it describing? How is he riding? How is the horse when I am riding it? The horse is saddled. That's the hal of it. See that? If I was to write the i'rab of it, rakibtu is my fi'il, yes? What's my fa'il? Fa'il, rakibtu. Two is the fa'il, very good. But the same question is, I rode the saddled horse. That wouldn't be, you would have to write it as al-farasa al-musraj, right? But here is there's a reason why he's giving this example. Okay, and it'll become clear in a bit. Okay, I'll explain why I'm highlighting the word faras in a sec. Okay, fa'il and fa'il. Al-farasa is I rode. What did I ride? The horse. What is the thing that I ride? Fa'ul, right? That's my fa'ul. Perfect. See, that's it's mansub. Musrajan. This is hal. Right? That's the idea behind it. Okay. Very good. Next sentence that he has is laqitu Abdallahi. Okay. Laqitu, the fi'il. Right. Laqitu is from the fi'il. Laqiya yalqa. R3 is a weak letter. To meet. Right. Laqiya is laqiya yalqa, to meet. Okay. Let's go back up to where we were. Laqitu. I met, Ahsant, Brother Danish. Laqitu Abdallahi Rakiban. Please translate for me. I met Abdullah riding. How about use the word while, right? Excellent. It's easier to translate that way. I met Abdullah while riding. Now, Brother Danish is implying that writing is describing Abdullah, right? Yes or no? It's a very good thing that you're getting at. I'll explain why I have highlighted those words, and I have highlighted Zayd here. I have highlighted Al-Faras here, right? I haven't highlighted anything here. I'll explain why in a sec, okay? But now, let's do the Arab. Laqitu Abdullah. Tell me the Sajumla fi'liya. So fi'l is? Fi'l is? Laqitu, very good. Fa'il. Tu, ahsant. But as fa, all right. Generally, brother Danish, we don't say hidden pronoun I for past tense. Hidden pronoun I is for present tense. Yeah, for past tense, we say it is tu. Okay, laqitu fi'l fa'il, maf'ul. Who did I meet? Abdullah, or more precisely, Abda, yes, because Abdullah is two words. And what is Abdullahi? Mudaf, and the word Allah is Mudaf ilayhi. Correct? The slave of Allah. Very good. Right? Is it the slave of Allah or slave of Allah? It's. Mashallah. It's the slave, right? Because Allah, the word is. You know, it's definite, right? So mudaf to definite is going to be definite as well. Okay, laqitu Abdullahi raqiban. Hal. You see? Do you get what hal is now? Like it's describing while like what happened? Like how was it what's happening, right? Laqitu Abdullahi raqiban while riding. Yes or no, people? Alhamdulillah. All right, let's look at. So that's the fail, fa'il, maf'ul, hal. Very good. Okay. Ibn Ajrum gives some conditions of hal. I know it's time for Maghrib. Just give me a couple of minutes. Let's finish that and then we'll come back to the rest of this, inshallah. Okay. So, Ibn Ajrum says, rahimahullah. He says, excellent question, Brother Danish. Hold on to that question. Hold on to it. Hold your horses. That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm waiting for your compliment, Brother Salim. Come on, give it to me. The Punisher. Oh my Lord. All right. وَلَا يَكُونُ الْحَالُ إِلَّا نَكِرًا. I can't even read. وَلَا يَكُونُ الْحَالُ إِلَّا نَكِرًا. All right. There's conditions to the hal. Brother Salim, you missed it, man. Sorry. Okay. So, conditions. Number one condition is وَلَا يَكُونُ الْحَالُ إِلَّا نَكِرًا. Hal has to be indefinite, right? Look at this. Raqiban, Musrajan, they're both indefinite, correct? Yes or no? Number two, وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بَعْدَ تَمَامِ الْكَلَامِ. It is لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا, it is not except added info very close, تَمَامِ الْكَلَامِ. It is at the end of the sentence. Ahsan, Sister Saliha. At the end of the sentence. Sentence here is fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Yeah? Fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. After that comes hal. Right? You see here, laqitu abdallahi raqiban. After the fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul comes raqiban. Rakibtu al-farasa musrajan. Fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. And then comes musraj. You see, that's the idea behind hal. It comes at the end of the sentence. So that's easy. That makes it a little more understandable. Okay. What third? وَلَا يَكُونُ صَاحِبُهَا إِلَّا مَعْرِفَةً. Okay, there's a new word here. Not a new word like per se, but there's a new term that he's introduced here. Can you spot that term? like a terminology. There's a terminology that Ibn Ajum has just introduced. So ma'rifah is definite. Ma'rifah is definite. We've spoken about this before when we studied man'ut na'at, right? Nakira is indefinite, okay? But sure, but there is one thing about hal that he's introduced here. He slipped in like a term that's used with hal. Can you see it? So this right here is condition one. This right here is condition two. And this right here is condition three. Can you tell me where that word is that he just slipped in there? Ibn Ajrum? Sahibuha. Very good. All right. Sahibuha. Sahibuha is referring to Sahibuha, its companion. Very good. But it here is actually referring to, i.e., Sahibul Sahibul Hal. Sahibul Hal. By the way, the word Hal is actually feminine. The word hal, you know, it is sometimes, okay, this is a tricky one. Sometimes it is feminine, sometimes it is masculine. It actually is, you can use it either way, okay? Don't ask me why. That's how it is, okay? Then the first time I heard it too, I was like, what? But that's how it is, okay? There's a few words like that, like tariq, hal, a few words like that are masculine and feminine at the same time, or could be interchangeably. But that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make here is this third example, or the third condition, sahibuha, its companion. What is that? Sahibul hal. This is a new term that he's introduced. The sahibul hal is definite. Now, what does sahibul hal mean? We will learn about this, inshallah, after Salat al-Maghrib. What is Sahibul Hal, inshallah? Or not after Salat al-Maghrib, after the break, inshallah. So this is a term that he's introduced. You got to explain what this is, okay? And then as we're explaining it, we will encounter or we'll answer Brother Danish's question. How would you make something like here, I met Abdullah while writing. Who is writing, right? How can we be more precise about that? So we'll learn that, inshallah ta'ala, all after the break, and see an example from the Quran as well, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullahu khairan. We will be back shortly after inshallah, after Maghrib, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Can I please get a thumbs up, a yes or no, if you can hear me? Not a no, hopefully yes. All right. Jazakumullahu khairan. So we were discussing this thing called Sahibul Hal. What is Sahibul Hal, you ask? Huh? That's just a term that Ibn Ajum dropped on us. Okay. Well, let us actually look at, let's scroll up a little bit. Okay. Hal. Under the definition, is the explaining mansub ism that clarifies the ambiguous state of something. That's something that it is clarifying the state of. Okay? That something is called sahibul hal, the fellow of hal. Okay? That is the fellow or companion of hal, the thing it is clarifying the state of. Let's clarify the state of this with some examples. Okay. Here is the first example. Ja'a Zaydun Rakiban. Zayd came while riding. Who? What's the hal? Hal is Rakiban. Who is the صاحب الحال, whose state is being clarified. Zayd, you got it. Alhamdulillah. Right? Zayd is our صاحب الحال. Is Zayd definite or indefinite? Zayd is definite. And that's what he says. That the صاحب الحال has to be definite. Hal indefinite, صاحب الحال definite. Okay? That is what he's saying. All right, we don't have to like remember these rules. We're going to try to see if we can spot them, inshallah. Okay? He's giving that as like a conditions to the definition. All right? All right, here's the other example that we had. Rakibtu al-farasa musrajan. The hal is what? What's the hal? Musraj, very good. Right? Musrajan. Okay. Who or what is the sahibul hal? What's the thing that's being clarified? Its state is being clarified. That is al faras. You see? Does that make sense? Now this sentence. Laqitu Abdullahi raqiban. I met Abdullah while riding. The hal is, of course, raqiban, correct? But who is the sahibul hal? I didn't want to make it that dramatic. I was just suggesting something. I was about to fall.
Can I interrupt you for a question about the sadr?
Yes. Tafadhal, brother Musa.
I get a little bit confused. The sadr sometimes, I thought that it is the things they put on top of the a horse and they sit on it.
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Musraj is like the saddled. So you see, like, not just the saddle. Mm-hmm. You see, you put the saddle and you would like tie it somewhere. Usually they tie it around the front of the horse, chain it up so the saddle doesn't fall. You see? That is Musraj.
Okay.
All right.
Second khair.
Oh, yeah. I only read about it in books, Brother Salim. I never ridden a horse in my life. Actually, no, I rode a horse once, but I was a really miskeen, like, it was like a person was holding the horse's, you know, like the rope and walking the horse as I was sitting on it. So it was like it was a glorified, you know, like a stroller. Oh, wow. Horse riding in the mountains. I would love to do that, brother, inshallah. yeah, I've heard it is painful, actually. Very, very interesting. Now, the question, of course, is who is this Raqib describing? Is it I or is it Abdullah? Who do you think, people? Who is the sahibul hal here? Who's, like, what's that person whose state is being clarified? Who's that person? So Vadan says Abdullah. Good. Could it be I? Could it be? Could be, right? In reality, this sentence is actually not clear who the sahibul hal is. It could actually be either. It could actually be either. It is ambiguous the way it's used. So now, what if you wanted to make it not ambiguous? What if you wanted to make it unambiguous? Right? This sentence, let's see. Let me just. Oh, this was a question by Sister Nadia in the morning. How do you say Zaid came riding in a car? So he says, Ja'a Zaidun Raqiban fi Sayara. That's just her question. I was just what gave you the answer for that. Okay, now, here's the thing. All right. Who is the Sahibul Hal here? Laqitu Abdullahi Raqiban. Is it Abdullah or is it I? It could be. In reality, it's unclear. Right? How do you make it unambiguous? How do you do that? Well, you have to use a jumla for a hal. Now, I will return to this concept because I want to do the example from the Quran first before I introduce the complexity here. Okay, we're gonna do this. Don't worry. But firstly, let us do the example from the Quran, shall we? Just of a simple hal. Okay, this is fatabassama dhahikan. Abdullah is definite, ya brother Salim, and also I in laqitu is definite, isn't it? Pronoun, right? Pronouns are all definite, aren't they? That's why it is a little bit ambiguous, but that's all right. Okay, now let's. I don't want to say hold that. Hold your horses, as that's now it's getting lame. But let's look at this example from Surah number 27, Ayah 19. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. This is Sulaiman alayhi salam, right? You know the valley of ants? The story of the valley of ants? How there is قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ. A ant said, oh ants, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ أُدْخُلُوا فِيَلًا فَعِلْ مَسَاكِنَكُمْ مَفْعُولٌ مضاف مضاف إليه لا يحطمنكم سليمان. يحطمن is your فعل, كم مفعول, سليمان فاعل, وحرف عطف جنود معطوف مضاف مضاف إليه هو, right? وهم لا يشعرون, while they don't recognize that they have crushed you, right? This is the ants go into your dwellings in case Solomon and his hosts inadvertently crush you. When Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, فَتَبَسَّمَ. Tabassama means what? Tabassama means to smile. Tabassama means, so he smiled. Dahikan. Dahikan. Now, what are the root letters for dahikan? Laughing, very good. Root letters for dahikan is Dod, root letters. Dod, ha, kaf. Okay? Now, I would like you to tell me quickly. All right, I'd like you to tell me quickly, what is the past tense of Dad, Ha, Ka, family one? Past tense, Dad, Ha, Ka, family one, please. Dahika, Past tense is dhahika. Present tense. Present tense is ahsanti, sister Mahdiya. Well done. Present tense is yadhaku. Yadhaku. Very good. Command tense. Command tense. Chop chop. Close. Idhak. Ahsanti, sister Mahdiya and Saliha. Very close, the rest of you. Idhak. Right? This is Hamzatul Wasal. Yes? Idhak. Correct? If R2 is not Il-Dhamma, this will become Ikasra. Il-Dhak. Yes? All right. The actor. The actor. On the pattern of fa'il. Actor on the pattern of fa'il is ad-dahik. Very good. Masdar, by the way, is dahik right there. The masdar, there's like three masdars there. But the actor, ahsant, Danish, Saliha, the Salim, and the rest, but Musa, Sramadiyah, is ad-dahik. That is the actor. Okay, very good. Walhamdulillah, that was well done. Let us go back. Let us go back. Now, dahik, acted upon is, yeah, not mudhik, that's family four, Radhanish. The family one acted upon is not really used. It's like a word that's not used in Arabic, so we just ignore it. We don't, no need to like try to make a pattern for a word that doesn't really exist. Okay? Now, dahik now, dahika means he laughed. Dahik would be in what state? He smiled. Dahikan. Not most of this is an actor. Actor. Dahik. This is dahika, by the way, means to laugh or to grin. Yeah, laugh to like grin. Dahikan, he smiled grinning. Grinning. Yes or no? It is hal. You're right. Min. From. Qawliha. 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 What she said. Okay, very good. Qawl means statement. Ah, from her speech. Who's her here? The aunt, right? So he smiled while grinning. Ah, okay, nice. Aunt is female, yes. Namla is female. Ta marbuta. In the ayah, namla, correct, absolutely correct. In the ayah, namlatun is a female. Where is it? Right there. Qalat namlatun. Yes, it's a female. And see, qalat namlatun. Yep. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Fatabassama, he smiled, grinning from her speech. So he smiled while grinning. From her speech, i.e. due to her, I guess let's make it statement, yeah? Due to her statement, okay? Because he's smiling that she doesn't realize that he is there, right? Or she doesn't realize, excuse me, that he is able to hear her and understand her. So that's why he smiled while grinning. And of course, after that, he made a dua, right? It wasn't a smile of like scoffing or arrogance. It was a smile of like acceptance of Allah's favors, right? Now, isn't it redundant? It is like smile is like, see, smiled broadly. I guess you could say smile while laughing too, yeah, while grinning, laughing, right? But laughing isn't the idea of it isn't like the laughter in the sense that laughter has a negative connotation, right? Laughter sometimes. So it is like dahikan here is a, you know, like a happy smile, but not just a smile, but like a wide grin, you know, amused like content almost, right? Because look what he says after that. وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. My Lord, inspire me to be thankful for the blessings that you have granted me and my parents, and to do good deeds that please you, and include me by your grace among your righteous servants. Right? Amazing. This is a beautiful dua. And he mentions his parents. Yes. Right? So he is actually, when he hears this speech, he smiles and he's grinning. But that's not like out of arrogance. It's actually, it increases him in gratitude. It's out of gratitude and out of, thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see that? فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَحِكًا. You can say laughing, grinning. They're both there. They're okay. Okay? تَبَسَّمَ is a fi'il. Okay? تَبَسَّمَ is your fi'il. What is your fi'il, O people? Yeah, subhanAllah. Right? That's actually a beautiful reflection. That he mentions his parents. A moment of reflection that puts a smile in your face. Beautiful point. That the parents are mentioned there. Jazakallah khair. Okay, so fatabassama dhahikan. Very good. Tabassama is your fi'il. Fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Okay. Now, is there a maf'ool? Maf'ool? Something that receives the action. Something that's receiving the action. Correct answer is no maf'ool. Well, that's a majroor, ya Brother Danish. All right. What is dhahikan then? Dhahikan is hal. Very nice. And min qawliha would be, min qawli would be the what? Jar majroor. Related. Very good. Right? And qawli mudaf. Ha mudaf ilayhi. Yes or no? All right, very good. So, fa'il, hidden pronoun, he, maf'ul, no maf'ul, hal dhahikan qawl, min qawli, hal jalis majur, it is your related. Okay, very good. So that is the i'rab of this sentence. As you can notice, dhahikan is clarifying the state of in which he is grinning. Okay, let's do another example from a surah close by, surah number 28. All right, look at this. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا. Ready? فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا. Translate these for me. خَرَجَ. فَخَرَجَ. With the pronoun. So he left. Very good. So he left. مِنْهَا. I'll tell you in a minute, Brother Dalish. Hold on. From it, right? Khaifan. Khaifan. Scared. Fearful. Okay? Right? Afraid. All right. What is the translation of this? So he left from it while afraid, right? Yes or no? This is talk about Musa alayhi salam, by the way, as he ran away from the people. I'll explain the difference. Just let me finish this. That is the I'rab, and I'm coming to this, inshallah. Okay, just to I didn't forget it. Okay, now look at this. Kharaja minha. Kharaja. The fi'il is. Kharaja fa'il. Hidden pronoun he, very good. Maf'ool. No maf'ool. Related is minha. And then what is khaifan? Hal. Okay. Khaifan. Okay. Now, notice something about hal. Ready? Dahikan, raqiban, khaifan. Do you notice something about them? The word pattern. Let's put it under how to differentiate hal from a master. Okay, let's put that as the heading. Okay. Mansub, they're all mansub, yes. But word pattern. Do you notice they're all actor? Ah, fa'ilan, very good. They're all in the actor pattern. Aren't they? Hal generally is going to be the actor or acted upon family member. Okay. By the way, Musraj is actually the acted upon family member from family 4. Asraja Yusriju, Musrij, Musraj. Okay? Dahikan, Rakiban, Khaifan. You see that, right? They can R1, R2, R3. R1, R2, R3, right? So, that is how you differentiate hal from master. Master is a master, takliman. It is not the actor or acted upon family member. Okay, that's number one. Number two, hal comes at the very end. Master sometimes, you know, often comes at the end too. But hal always is going to come at the end of the sentence. Okay, but this is the way we differentiate. It's the actor or acted upon family member. Is that okay? As you can notice here, khaifan. If it was kharaja khurujan, which is the master, that would be master. Like, look at this, for example. Fa kharaja minha khaifan. This is hal. Because actor pattern is used. Yes? And then you have, if I was to say, not in the Quran, but فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا, the master of خَرَجَ is خُرُوجًا. This would be master. The meaning would be he, like, really exited from it. like he booked it out of there. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, stormed out. Ahsant. We have, if you give me a couple of minutes, I want to point out something. Who is the sahibul hal here in Laqitu Abdullahi Rakiban? We had said jumla for hal, right? I'm going to actually put this as jumla for hal as like a subheading. Okay, actually, what's the time? It's 9:43. I hate doing this at the very end of class. Hold on. Overtime. Yes, this is a man from a hockey town, mashallah. Now. لَقِيتُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ رَاكِبًا. I met Abdullah Rakiban. We need, if you wanted to really, really make it unambiguous, we will use a jumla for hal. Okay, I'll give you the example here, and then the example from the Quran, we'll talk about it on Monday. Okay, inshallah. Okay. Do you remember what wow means? Wa. And it also means something else. Ah. Did you see? Wa can mean and, comma. Period. But also while, right? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? We mentioned that before, didn't we? Aha. Okay. Well, let's look at this, shall we? You have to use a wow when the wow when used in jumla for hal means while. Okay. If I want to make it unambiguous, I have to use this to make it happen. Okay. Laqitu Abdullahi. Instead of saying Raqiban, I will say what? Wa ana raqi wa ana raqibun. What does that mean? I met Abdullah while I was riding. Ah, so now you see the word while, right? Remember when we were translating while? Contrast that, please. While riding. The word while is still there. Now a jumla is in the place of hal. Right? What's the jumla? Ana raqibun is a jumla, right? Can you think of a parallel for this? Jumla, another type of jumla? You know, you can have one word or a jumla. Khabar, right? You can have one word as a khabar or a jumla as a khabar. So when I have a one word hal, raqiban. When I have a jumla for hal, I have to have while, and then I have ana raqiban, excuse me. Okay, how do we identify that? Okay, we'll answer that. Let me just finish the example, and then we will conclude with that. Okay, how would I say now? Laqitu Abdullahi. I met Abdullah while he was riding. Can you please tell me how to say that? Laqitu Abdullahi while he was riding. How would you say that? Ahsanti, sister Saliha, but Danish. Wahua Raqiban, no. Wahua Raqibun. Wahua Raqibun. Now you'll be like, wait, why is that Raqibun? Can someone tell me why it is Huwa Raqibun? This is a new sentence. Huwa would be Mubtada. Raqibun would be Khabar. Ah, you got it. The whole sentence, Mubtada Khabar, becomes Hal. It is the jumla for Hal. Okay, now it is crystal clear who I'm referring to. Okay, jumla for Hal quickly comes at the end of sentence, just like here, Wahua Raqib. It is a sentence by itself. Ana Raqibun. Mubtada Khabar. Wa is used to mean while. Alhamdulillah. And as you had correctly identified, the ana raqibun is mubtada and khabar. Tayyib. We will see the example from that we didn't get to on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. I hope, thank you for giving me a lot of your extra time. But alhamdulillah, we were able to get to the end of this. Hal, in summary, is one word or a sentence that comes in the place of that one word at the end of the sentence, and that describes to us how something is. Walhamdulillah. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will inshallah, that's the hope. I'm trying to get to that point, inshallah. Okay, inshallah. But like I had mentioned before, I'm really hoping bi-idhnillahi ta'ala that many of you will be with us for the second, like for the next year as TAs, because that's when your true like review will take place, right? Like the review where you're like really like firmly grounded, inshallah. You see, assessment. I have been going back and forth about the assessment. To be very honest with you, I'm leaning towards not having an assessment for STA 3. Okay, not because that necessarily for a lack of time, Allah Akbar, but I feel to give you an assessment that does justice might be it might require a lot of time for you right now to invest in it. I'd rather you spend some time as TAs, inshallah, and then no certificate is there, but Mr. Mahdi, don't worry, inshallah. That for all the people who completed, I'm gonna send there's another process that I'll have for it, inshallah. I feel that it might be a little difficult at this point. But let's discuss that, inshallah, next week, shall we? And I'll explain what to do, how to, send your information about becoming a TA, inshallah. Yes, alhamdulillah, you are definitely intermediate students. all right, don't get on yourself, Azadim. I know you're not, inshallah. But definitely, let's rediscuss this on Monday, inshallah. Talib in for life, alhamdulillah. About assessment, give me a little bit of time to think about it, but I'm leaning towards not having something, okay? But I didn't commit on yes or no just yet, all right? Okay. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very much. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Yes, it is recorded, I know.